Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited, the aforementioned Dominic Cotroneo in-house for this segment.
What's Buenos dias. How we doing, guys?
How are you, man?
Just another game.
I was saying to E, I mean, I'd forgotten this was a four-game series. Yeah, we had lost three in a row.
Hadn't won that
coming in.
That NL clinching hangover had been left.
Didn't know it was gonna last
my
days.
Twitter mentions were not a fun place, just to say. I mean, honestly, I know you brought up the tweet too. I mean, it was 8-0. 8-0. They were booing, and Pat Murphy embraced it, said that was the switch that these guys flipped and realized they can't coast uphill. That's the phrase he's used since spring training. They cannot, they're not good enough, as he said, to take their foot off the gas.
So I was saying to Eve earlier that even more than, I mean, it was a win is a win is a win, much needed. But you win that game 3-2, and it's like, nah, okay, yeah, they found one. But you win that game in that way, it does so much more for you looking forward,
momentum.
Right? Outside of the momentum and outside of obviously getting the win, you also have proven to yourself that there is no deficit by which you cannot come back from.
I mean, Eric said it. Since 2004, the Brewers haven't come back from at least down 8 runs in a game, one shy of the franchise record. So when you look at it, you're playing Pittsburgh, and this week it's going to be a create your own energy week. There's going to be nobody in the stands. You're missing Paul Skeens. You're not going to have to worry about a whole lot of, you know, maybe good quality opponent on the other side. Then you come home for the Mets, and they're going to have energy. It's going to be a packed house. They're fighting for a playoff spot. So to give yourself that opportunity to say, okay, we can create our energy down 8-0, and our home fans are booing us. And I thought Pat Murphy's yesterday's postgame was an all-timer from him, just everything that he was laying out there and all the little things that happened in this game that led them to win 8-0. And you're absolutely right, Vince. This team, they're realizing, okay, when we do put the foot on the gas, we are good enough to maybe keep on going all the way.
So we could potentially play the Mets next weekend and then play the Mets again in the first round of the playoffs.
It's wild. So they won last night. They won a series against the Phillies over the weekend. They're off today as well. They get the Braves, then come to us. So Atlanta's hanging on for playoff life. They're only a game back right now, or a game and a half back, if I'm not familiar. But they're in the hunt. They need this series, and then that could move the Mets out, and then the Mets would need to win. And then the Diamondbacks, they'll play the Giants tonight. Then they have the Padres, and the Padres have the Dodgers right now, and the Dodgers trying to hang on for dear life. This the final week. If you haven't tuned in all year, this is the week to tune in.
Do we know next week, say we end up in that wild card round, does it start right away Tuesday?
Starts Tuesday, 3 days in a row. All three games would be at American Family Field. And then, quite frankly, as the rotation looks right now, Freddy Peralta might be game one starter.
Here we go.
Yeah, I feel we about should. That.
Well, oh, come on.
Okay.
The one thing to pay attention to is there's still a chance that we could sneak into the two seed and skip it, but it would be tough to pull off.
I don't think that's happening. No. I'm always a glass half full guy, but I think it's four games with six to go. That ain't happening.
Okay.
So, well, on the positive end, then, if you know that going into your final few, that gives Pat Murphy a chance to mess around a little bit, rest guys who need rest, set that rotation so you're all set for the stretch run.
I mean, we already saw it in yesterday's game, right? William Contreras, he's gonna get a breather this week. He's dealing with catcher injuries. And in fact, Pat Murphy went up to Willie Adames when they were down 8-3 in the fifth inning, like, hey, do you want to come out? Like, I'm offering you to get off your feet. He's like, no, I think we're still in this.
Willie never comes out, man.
It was awesome. And foreshadowing.
By the way, I was at the game yesterday, and the one thing I've noticed about Adames is that, like, he is friends with everybody. Doesn't matter who's standing on second base. He's busy hugging him, talking him up. He did it with the umpire. He's hugging the umpire, talking him up.
He's the best.
He's not a guy he doesn't talk to.
He's the best. We got him on the postgame show on the clincher on Wednesday. He was fantastic. And it's just, I love he had like a big bear hug with Gino Suarez in like a tense tie-to-tie game in the eighth. And I'm like, what are you doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
That's the beauty of Willie Adames.
Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Cotroneo with us today. Brewers off today and then play in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Thanks, Dom.
Thanks, guys.
7:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News.